Le'ili nishmas Rav Kanimish Kalmish ben Rabbeinu Eli Melech. B'metzia pek dalad mishna aleph. The klal is, contrary to the way we think, whether or not minat Torah money acquires metaltolin, that's a machlokes amoroim, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Regardless, the chum were misakin that kesef, money, does not acquire items. What makes the sale a full sale is the meshicha of the metaltolin, when you take the item, not when you pay the money. Therefore, we're going to have in this Mishnah things that are called peiros. Let's call them the item itself, and then the money. So Mishnah starts, Azov konas hakesef. Gold is konas silver, which means here that the silver is the currency, and gold, which is the item is the thing that causes a kinyan that both the buyer and the seller can't renege anymore. So when you take the gold, you therefore acquire the silver. Silver is the money, so it's the opposite of the way we think. It's like giving the money is a condition that the other side has to do once the acquisition is made. The acquisition is made when the item is taken by the other party. So gold acquires silver, vakesef einu kones zahav. But silver, which is the currency, which is the money, cannot acquire the zahav. Because even if the silver is given, they can minadin both renege. Hanechoshes kones hakesef, vakesef einu kones es hanechoshes. Nechoshes, which is the item here, even though it's worth less than silver, still, silver is what's used much more prevalently as a currency, and therefore, nechoshes is the item, the peiros, the fruits, the item that we're dealing with. So nechoshes is kona kesef, a kesef in a kona is a nechoshes, but money, the currency, cannot acquire nechoshes. Mos haros, this is money that became pasul. The currency is no longer used. Konas is a yafus. So because it's not a real currency, it's just a collector's coin or whatever it is, whatever they're using it for. That can be kona, good money. Vayafus einan konis es haros. But good money, money that's used as currency, cannot be used to acquire ros. It just means that they can both renege. It's not a complete acquisition. Asimon, an asimon is a coin that wasn't stamped yet. It has no face on it. Kona es hamatbea. That's an item that's not used as a currency. That can be kona, a coin. Vamatbea eino kona es asimon. But vice versa, matbea can't be kona in asimon, because matbea is a currency. Metaltolin konim es hamatbea, vamatbea eina kona es hametaltolin. Also metaltolin, any item, like a pen, for example, can be kona a coin, but not vice versa. Zeha klal, and Taisyanta brings some girsas do not have zeha klal, kol metaltolin koinin ze ese. All metaltolin can be kona each other, even if you have, the Rav says, like a wallet filled with coins. Kivei brings the Mara that says that these coins are coins that are puzzle, that they're not a currency coins, that they can be kona each other. So one guy can give a wallet filled with puzzle coins, and one guy can give a wallet filled with puzzle coins, and they're kona one to the other.